So, let's chit chat. Oh, wait, no, no, never mind. I was about to say something, but that's probably
so okay. We're done the book. What'd you guys think?
It didn't get any better for me. Just more of the...
Why?
Like, I get that, you know, obviously when the book's called How to Lie with Statistics, it's gonna, the whole book's gonna be about lying with statistics, but I felt like every single chapter was like, this is how information is presented. But these are things that could affect that information, how incomplete it is. And I was just like, all right, is anything gonna be different at all? No? Cool.
I feel like the book just basically tried to tell you that everything that you've consumed is a lie. And try to explain it in a way that was interesting, but it was interesting when the book was written, it's no longer as interesting now. Just my opinion.
I guess I agree with you guys. Each chapter was like only building a little bit, but it was written for people who don't really, it's for the common man, it's for people who don't really understand statistics, so he's not gonna go into statistics the way we know statistics.
We don't even know statistics.
Yeah.
I mean, but after a year, like we've been talking about this for a long time.
Yeah, so. I know, but
if this was the first thing we did.
Even so, I wanted more math and less, like, I felt like it was really conversational to the point where I wasn't really learning much.
I should really like that. I like having conversations about math and not actually doing it.
I would have preferred actually learning from this a little bit more. Like, okay, I'm going to bring us to a page. 104, 105, they talk about, like, it's like his own little joke, how to make $22,500 a year. And
which was a lot back then?
Which was a lot back then. And it's, he's just talking about the Census Bureau is dividing up money by people. So if you have like 15 people in your family, then each person would make $1,500, which would end up going to whatever amount. And he's like, well, this isn't true, which we know. So, I don't know, that's just the entire book.
Even
There's
if it was,
really
it wasn't really worth
that.
It. Like, if you had a lot of kids...
Yeah, you would have to take care of each of them.
Yeah, you'd make, like, a lot of money, but you have to divide it up with a lot of people.
Yeah.
So you're not really making a lot of money.
And, like, it uses the kind of average called a mean instead of a smaller, more informative mean, even. And we, like, talk... And he even says it. He's like, we talked about this in an earlier chapter. Like, he's just reiterating all these points and talking about the same ideas and the same thoughts. And... it doesn't feel like you're grasping anything more. Like, the stuff with the graphs was cool after we'd already heard, like, the first few chapters. It was just,
It got really repetitive.
Yeah, it was just getting into the basics of the first few chapters, so I was into it more. And I liked the stuff with the graphs a little bit because that was cool. And you definitely see a lot of different graphs in newspapers and articles and stuff, so that's important, but other than that, it just kind of gets dull and boring.
I think that just, that plays to the writer's style and the way that he chose to present the information, because this book is very conversational, and it's like trying to explain complicated mathematical ideas to people who have no idea what it is that they're trying to read. And because of that, he sticks to this is what you could see, this is a lie, and this is the statistical explanation of why it exists. That's the entire book. And I think that maybe what I might be wrong, but what we wanted more of was some variety in how he explains everything so that there was more interest as the book went on. But at the same time, this isn't a novel. It's more of it's the entire book is an explanation of how to lie with statistics. So you have to consider that as well.
So do you think you can really fill a whole book with How to Lie with Statistics? Because it seems like this could have been, like, maybe one or two chapters. I mean, the book was really short, but even still, it was really long.
Do you think it was too wordy?
No, I think it was very repetitive. It was, like nothing really changed. It was, like, this is a mathematical strategy, and this is how people lie with it.
Well, I mean...
But it was, like, really this... It was all the same strategy that he just kept explaining.
it doesn't math kind of feel like that sometimes though? Like, here's just a new way to do this exact same thing that you'd already seen before? I mean, that's most things in our math class, right? Is here's what you're trying to get to. Like what we just did today in math class, we used a tree diagram and an area model to find something that we could have done by just doing simple multiplication.
We didn't really learn anything.
Yeah, but we had three different ways to get to one thing. We didn't need all three different ways to get to that one thing. We could have only used one. Maybe that's what part of lying with statistics is like, here's three different ways to lie. It's all about the same thing. It all is generally going into the same thing, but there's a lot of different ways to do it.
Yeah,
be warned.
I agree with that. Like, that's basically what statistics is. It's how do I present this information in different ways? And it's the really annoying tree diagrams and area models that could be completely solved with simple multiplication that kind of cloud the numbers a little bit because you're really trying to figure them out. And in trying to figure that out, people exploit other people's ideas and understandings.
His last chapter was, I don't know if either of you guys like read into it, but it was kind of stupid. It was just like...
It was like the incomplete.
Yeah, it was like... Here you go.
This entire book has been incomplete. I get it.
I lied this entire book with statistics about lying with statistics. Oh, you know, it was a great one. Page 118. I was really big fan of the pictures. So page 118 and 119, it talks about prices of bread going up, but prices of milk going down. Versus, them starting at one place and going back to the same place that they had been another time. I don't know, it was just weird.
That was the graphic woman making the weird face.
Yeah, the angry faces.
Yeah, that was kind of creepy. I know this book would have been a lot better had he used, or had it been written for now.
It would have been, well, he could have used a lot more interesting ideas and numbers. The numbers would have made a lot more sense. To us.
But I feel like this could have been like a really good magazine article, but a really dull book.
No, I think it would have been a great book if it was written now. Or like this guy on 110 where it's a 50% pay cut, so 50% of 100 is $50. And then a 50% pay cut restored, but 50% of 50 is 25. So instead of going back to the $100 that you originally had, you're at 75, but you're still getting a 50% pay cut restored.
So on page 121, mm-hmm. where he talks about, there's a picture with this lady that says, I love my mixed up egg batter. It's so flimsy and so cheap. But on the next page, he talks about statistical material and how it's construed in magazines and articles and newspapers and all of that. And like, you'd think that by reading some of the book and just looking at the title, How to Lie with Statistics, that this book is going to not only expose you to the different lies that exist in these statistics, but how to get around them. And basically, what he says in this little paragraph on 121 is that you can't live life without statistics, and you can't just reject all the information that's coming out at you, even though the majority of it is going to be lies or construed in some weird way. So, life has to have statistics in it. It's just like, it's unavoidable. You just have to know what to look for and how to look for it. But even that is subjective.
Even though this book didn't need to be as long as it did, I think his meaning behind it was really important. You know, he's just trying to arm people with this knowledge to not be bamboozled and to, you know, really be able to face this world that we live in and how statistics, like you said, statistics are everywhere. It's all about us dealing with